Call to the booth. Free agency frenzy is here. And Bill going crazy? The Bucks keeping that band together, man. It's live. Bunch of plays being made. Jameis, you up? Or Taysom Hill, you know, we don't know. Paul, drop that beat. Call to the booth. Free agency frenzy is here. Nah, Harrison, who you thought was going to go crazy this free agency? Like, this March, who you thought was going to be going crazy right now?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't know who was going to go crazy because you know how NFL general managers do. They're able to restructure everything.
But right. You can create money.
You can create money, but I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Bill Belichick was acting differently. I did not expect this.
Acting different.
Did not expect this.
Bill acting different, man. Hey, when you don't got time no more, now you just gotta go for it. You know what I'm saying? He ain't like that dark side. He ain't like being at the bottom last year. You know what I'm saying? So
for sure,
it surprised me. It surprised me, but to an extent, man, it don't even surprise me, man, because. What else he gonna do? You don't got time. You know what I'm saying? You gotta bring in some big dogs, man. He brought in the whole D-line. You know what I'm saying? He brought in two tight ends, two wide outs outside. He trying to do something, man. And I like it.
What's interesting to me as well is that they also have a lot of draft capital. So it's almost as if Bill is saying, well, you know, I could bank on guys out of the draft, but at the same time, I want to go with proven commodities. But some of these commodities aren't as proven. So for those who are listening,
like
or
who?
Watch,
like who? Like who? Like
I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there.
Hold so, on. So for I those, like it. I like every pick. Every movie made, I love it.
Okay. All right. I don't agree with all of them, but let me at least set the table for those that are listening or watching. Them. Okay. We're going to go through the Pat situation here in a second. We're going to go through the Bucks, bring a majority of their free agents back. In our second segment, we're going to go over some of the top free agency signings, and then we'll also make a prediction for where Kenny Golladay might end up, and maybe Akeem will tap in and give his retirement farewell to Drew Brees. But first things first, we got to talk about Bill Belichick, as you mentioned. So over $100 million guaranteed in that first
100 million.
Over in the first 2 days of quote-unquote pre-free agency, you signed Matthew Judon, taking him from the Baltimore Ravens. Sounds like a good deal. Jalen Mills coming in from the Philadelphia Eagles. Actually, Eagles fan. They weren't happy with him. Kendrick Bourne. I don't know if there's a reservation about him. Nelson Aguilar has been top five in drops in the NFL. And he was top five in drops last year as well. Brought in the Miami defensive tackle Devon Godchow as well. Those are some of the big ones, obviously on top of Hunter Henry signing on Tuesday and Jonnu Smith on Monday. You like each and every one of them.
I like every pick. Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, everybody like those, right?
Yes.
I mean, you got Josh McDaniels. You got Josh McDaniels with two nice tight ends. We already know what he can do with two nice tight ends. That's part of his offense. You know what I'm saying? That's one of his offense that he'll lead with. So that's out the question. We love them two picks.
For sure.
Judon, we love Judon pick. That's out the question too, right? We love Judon
out
off
the
edge at him. Yeah, that's out the question. We love that. Now Jalen Mills, he one of them guys who, when he get with Bill, he ain't just ball out. You know what I'm saying? Philly say they wasn't happy with him. When they won the chip, Philly was happy with him. So I mean he right there. But when he get with Bill, it's going to put a little more pressure on him. And he one of them guys, man, it's going to bring out the best in him. He could play nickel. He could play safety. He could play corner. Bill love guys like that. He going to know exactly how to use him. He going to crank up his play. Kendrick Bourne and Aguilar, see, you ain't never guard these guys. You know what I'm saying, Harrison? You ain't never guard these guys. Man, listen. When you got to worry about them two tight ends and you got to worry about Cam running the ball, it's going to create one-on-ones. It's going to make teams play man. It's going to create one-on-ones. And now you get Aguilar with one-on-ones and Bourne with one-on-ones. Them guys just win. They win. Aguilar is your up-top guy. He can go up top. He can catch underneath. Bourne, he make difficult catches, man. He got great routes. I love them two guys outside in this offense. They not Julio Jones, AJ Green type of guys. But in this offense, solid guys. I remember I was there. He had Aaron Hernandez. He had Gronk. Boom. Outside he had, inside he had Edelman still in the slot. He's still going to have Edelman in the slot. Outside he had Brandon Lloyd. And Brandon Lloyd used to go crazy because he had all kind of one-on-ones. He was just a good man. He was man coverage beater. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, they setting it up. Josh setting it up, man. He's setting up an offense that he could work with, man. They brought in Big Trent Brown. They brought in Big Trent Brown to help that O-line. I like what they're doing, man. I like the pieces they're putting together. They brought in a whole new D-line, Harrison.
Yeah.
They're bringing a whole new D-line, man. And look, they're getting Hightower back. They're getting Chung back. They're getting pieces back, man. I like the direction that New England is going in right now.
For sure. They had a team high 8 players who opted out of the season last year for COVID. As you referenced, Patrick Chung, Dante Hightower. Another player that will be coming in back, could be coming back as well, is Marquise Lee. So they pretty much redid, feels like the entirety of the team. And Bill, I guess shout out to him, last year drafted 2 tight ends in the NFL draft and kind of basically said, with these signings, basically said it was a mistake and cleared it up. Didn't double down with those guys and instead bringing in Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. We'll have to see if Hunter Henry could finish an entirety of the season. Hasn't played an entire NFL season in his career so far. And obviously Cam Newton coming back at quarterback. And so part of the reason why they
did
that.
With an offseason too. Yes. I like Cam with an offseason.
For sure. Yeah, that's an important factor for all of us to consider. So with that being said, as you alluded to, part of the reason why we feel as if the Patriots did that, or Bill did that rather yet, is because of what Tampa Bay did with Tom Brady and winning the Super Bowl. And speaking of Super Bowls, I think Paul's going to cue it up for us, for those who are watching. I believe after winning the Super Bowl, Mike Evans and Antoine Winfield Jr. went ahead and got tatted, as we're looking looking here. I think Tom Brady replied to one of them basically saying, hey, you need to leave more space because you never know, he might get another one.
He ain't playing.
You got a Super Bowl tat?
Nah, I didn't get a tat, but a lot of guys on the team, we won that chip, man. A bunch of guys came back in April with Super Bowl tattoos. Me personally, I didn't, though.
Okay. All right, so let's get down to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brought back a bunch of guys, most notably when it comes to money, at least, with Shaq Barrett. 4 years, $72 million. What were your impressions on that? And obviously the franchise tagging of Chris Godwin and what we might be seeing within the rest of the guys on the roster.
First, we got to do our new effect.
There we go.
But Shaq deserve it, man. I've been waiting for Shaq. I've been waiting to see him get paid. I played with him, man. I seen his whole grind. I seen him go to Tampa and ball out. So it was time. That's another guy. He got franchise tag last year. Bet on himself. He come back and now look at him. So, man, I'm telling you, franchise tags is not bad, man. It's just football. But I love that for Shaq, man. I love that he got to stay with Tampa as well, man. I thought he was going to go get a huge bag in, like, Vegas or something crazy. But I really want to know what was out there. I want to know what options he had out there. I don't really know what he had out there. But he probably took a couple less dollars to stay down in Tampa. But it's good for him, man. I think it's the perfect situation for him, perfect setup. He love to win. Stay with Tom, boy, if you love to win. Got to stay with Tommy.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with Ndamukong Suh. We'll see what happens with Leonard Fournette. But there are some indications that they are trying to bring them back as well. And if Tom Brady is trying to get guys back, you know that the front office is trying to do the same. I believe Rob Gronkowski signed back for 1 year, $10 million, which is as much as Ryan Fitzpatrick got to start as the quarterback for the Washington football team. When we come back with Cole to the booth, we'll talk about 6 big signings that happened so far. We call it our Pick 6 segment with Aqib Talib. We'll be right back. This is Cole to the Booth.
Call to the booth. The 2020 season is over, but we'll still be here for 2021, man. We're talking free agents, drafts, everything football. We'll be here talking about it. So follow us on the gram, subscribe to the page, follow us on Twitter @Call to the Booth. Now back to the show.
We're back with more Cole to the Booth. This is our pick six segment. Six impact signings so far in the NFL free agency period with Aqib Talib. I'm Harrison Sanford. Before we get into that, Aqib, I wanted to ask you this question. So now that you're a part of the media, right. Your job is to evaluate not just the games and the players. Your job is also to evaluate front offices and potentially contracts that they give out, whether they be they're good or bad. How are you, as you're seeing money come in, how are you handling that new challenge? Because right. ain't nobody trying to hate on nobody else's pocket.
Yeah, see, right now I'm trying to transition, Harrison, because right now I just see somebody get paid. I like it. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter where they go, I see them get paid and I love it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to see something that I'm like, oh, I don't know if they should have did that, but you know, everybody signing people in key places, you know, in spots that they need help in. So I like it.
We're gonna name some deals with
pick
the money.
Six.
Yeah, pick six. Let's go. Let's start with the Green Bay Packers. Re-signed Aaron Jones, 4 years, $48 million.
I think it's great, man. Great deal for him. Personally, he finally got that bag that he deserved. And it's huge for Green Bay. He was a huge part of their offense, so they needed to retain him.
I think a lot of confidence might be built now among the running back community. We're starting to see running backs get paid again. We saw what happened with Christian McCaffrey. We started with Zeke Elliott the year before that. Do you think that's going to be a new trend?
Yeah, I think as long as that salary cap keep going up, you know, it kind of came down this year. But as long as that salary cap is up where it is, it's going to keep rising. Everybody going to have to get paid. So, I mean, it's market value that's just going to keep bumping up.
Big difference for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year once they started losing pass rushers, mainly Bud Dupree. He signs with the Tennessee Titans, 5 years, $82 million.
Man, it's huge, huge for the Titans, man. I know Bud's super happy, but huge for the Titans, man. If they able to make a play and get Clowney as well, man, you had them two guys rushing up front, that's when your defense start to look like the Rams. That's why the Rams paid Floyd. Because they like how I look with two rushers rushing that passer, man. It's huge.
What they did have to do, however, they weren't able to retain the services of Corey Davis. A.J. Brown's going to get a lot more attention. We'll see how Mike Vrabel and that front office attack the rest of free agency and the NFL draft, filling that hole. All right, this is a big one and almost confusing to some. The Chiefs lost out, they released Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz. But they did sign Joe Thuney to 5 years, $80 million. Give me your opinion, not just on the deal to get Thuney in, but the impact of losing those two other guys in that whole construction of the deal.
Yeah, I didn't really understand them losing, letting both tackles go. But, I mean, them guys wasn't available for him in the Super Bowl. So, man, I don't know. Maybe they're comfortable with the guys that they have. They got great experience. Maybe they think them guys going to come back and be better next year. Maybe they got a draft plan or something. But you add Thuney there inside, man, that's huge for them, man. It'll definitely help their run game, and he'll definitely stay stout in that pass game inside.
I believe he's only had three penalties in the entirety of his career.
Oh, he's a great player.
And he spent time at the guard, tackle, and center position. So if there's an injury, he could potentially move around. Here we go with another one. Washington football team, after not retaining the services of Alex Smith, after letting go of our friend Dwayne Haskins at the quarterback position, they are bringing in Ryan Fitzpatrick, 1 year, $10 million. He will be competing with Taylor Heineke for the starting quarterback position in Washington. Thoughts?
It's good for Washington, man. They need a vet over there. You know, they got a guy. They still trying to get a real guy, a real QB1. But until you get him, man, you got the young guy, you got the old guy, you got direction, you know what I'm saying? So Fitzpatrick could go in and he could lead a team. So if you got somebody like that on your roster, man, you all right. They ain't spend a bunch of money to get him. So, man, I think it's a great play by Washington.
One of your top defenses from last year, they'll be bringing back Chase Young. Ryan Kerrigan is there. Mm-hmm. They did lose Ronald Darby in free agency, though. So we'll see how stout they can be on the defensive end of the ball. But last year, we're one of the best defenses in the league. All right, let's go back to one of your former teams, the Denver Broncos, picking up Von Miller's option, $18 million. And Ronald Darby is now there as well. Thoughts?
Man, I love it, man. If you got two rushers, that's the start of a great defense, man. So you match him up with Chubb again. They're going to get great pressure on the quarterback all year, man. And Von ain't mad neither, man. You get another 18, you know what I'm saying, late in his career, year 10 or 11, whatever my dog in. But I think it's a win-win on both sides, man. And then he know he the heartbeat of that building, man. He the heartbeat of that locker room. You don't want to try to have a winning season without Von in that locker room. So they need him in that locker room. John know he need him in that locker room, man. That's why they picked up that option. I'm happy for my dog. One more year in Denver, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Von returns from injury. I think he must be excited to have maybe a second story now after everybody knows him for that Super Bowl run. It'd be nice to see what he does here on the tail end of his career. All right, so now let's go back to another one of your former teams. As you mentioned, Leonard Floyd getting the 464 to stay with Los Angeles. Pobby was a reason it was hard for them to retain the services of John Johnson, who now goes to the Cleveland Browns. What do you think? Do you think about the loss of John Johnson for the Rams and the addition for the Cleveland Browns?
First, let me give my dog the bag sound. But I'm happy for my dog, man. I seen this guy work hard, grind, man, and he a hell of a player. And I think he landed in a great spot. The Rams definitely gonna miss him. They got some young safety there, but he's so athletic, man. He makes so many plays. They definitely, anytime you lose somebody who make that many plays, you're going to miss him. So the Rams definitely will miss him. But I think he landed in a great spot, man. Cleveland finna be one of those teams who kind of turn that corner. They got a great run game. They got a good quarterback, man. They got a great defense. You add JJ to that defense, he going to add some playmaking ability to that secondary, man. And it's a great situation. I'm ready to see Cleveland with a healthy Odell. I'm ready to see Cleveland make some noise this year, too.
I think all of us are excited to see Odell come back as one of the most electric players in the NFL. Speaking of wide receivers that we want to see, Kenny Golladay is still on the market. When we come back with Cole to the booth, we'll give a prediction of where he might end up. We'll be right back.
This is Jared Goff, and you're listening to Call to the Booth.
Yo, yo, this is Keenan Allen. You know how to make that call to the booth with my guy, Key to Lead.
Devin McCourty here alongside my guy,
Jason McCourty on the other side.
Yeah, man, you know we had to call into the booth with my man, Aqib Talib. Always an honor being in Mr. Pick 6 presence, man.
Almost time to go home as we look at more NFL free agency news. One of the bigger names still on the market, Kenny Golladay, did not get the franchise tag in Detroit. Rumored to be courted by the New York Giants and the Miami Dolphins. We'll see how the market continues to fluctuate over the next coming days or so. Aqib, where should Kenny Golladay go, and what do you think he would provide to said team?
Well, I think he's one of the best 50-50 football catchers in the league right now, man. He got that Megatron in him, you know what I'm saying? He got great routes, man, and he's fighting for every single football. So whoever get him is winning. I think he should go somewhere, man. He's trying to win some games, man. Go to Miami, man. Go play for the Dolphins. You'll love the city. You'll live in Miami. Who don't love Miami? And then on top of that, man, they up and coming. They got a good football team, man. So catch them while they hot, man. Get on one of them hot football teams. Help them make that chip run, man. So he'll definitely provide that. You add him with Parker. Add him with Gissick at the tight end. So it's a nice little spot there for another big-time receiver to come be in a great situation. So, man, if I'm him, I'm going to the Dolphins.
Let's just say he does go to the Dolphins. You got the revamped New England Patriots, and you still have Josh Allen with the Buffalo Bills. Don't need to talk about the Jets.
Not yet. As of right now. Unless something crazy happen with Deshaun or something, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to talk about it.
There we go. Okay. In the event that Kenny Golladay ends up with the Miami Dolphins, who's the best team in the AFC East? Bills, Patriots, Dolphins.
That's tough. We got to see what that Patriots team look like. You know what I'm saying? We got to give them a camp. We got to check them out in training camp. But as of today, we're going to still ride with the Bills. They was the best team last year. So it's just on paper right now. So long as it's on paper, it's still the Bills.
All right. Almost time to get out of here. Before we do that, got a bit of a salute to Drew Brees. Just announced his retirement officially this past week. Aqib, any thoughts, and then take us home.
Hey, congrats, Drew, man. Dope career. One of the toughest quarterbacks I ever played against. Ran the hell out that tempo, man. He controlled the game like a real general, man. So, great career, man. Great person. Game going to miss you, definitely. The game definitely going to miss Drew Brees, man. Congrats, my boy. And Jameis Taysom, y'all boys up.
Indeed. All right, time for us to go home. We'll be back next week with more free agency news or recaps, rather yet, as all the money's being shelled out over the past coming 48 hours, 72 hours. We'll see how it all matriculates. We'll be back next week. We'll call to the booth. See you then.